views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to From Here to There Radio, demystifying the journey with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Do you feel stuck moving forward? Are you ready for a life you love? Diane is dedicated to helping you be in alignment with your purpose. If you are ready for creating positive change in your life, here is your host of From Here to There Radio, Diane Garris.
Well, hi, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Diane Garris. The brief song intro you just heard is the song Mystics 9 from my latest CD, Mystics 9. It's available wherever music is streamed or sold, and you can get to know me and my body of work better by visiting my website, dianegarris.com, dianegarrismusic.com. Diane is with a Y, D-Y-A-N, freeangelcardreadings.com, and my new labor of love with singer-songwriter Margot Joy, spameditations.com. So today we're going to be demystifying our dreams with my very special guest, Reverend Pamela Cummins. More specifically, we're going to be talking about how dream interpretation assists your growth to move you forward on your spiritual path. We're going to be addressing how learning the secret language of dreams is going to help you discover who you truly are in your past, present, and future. So welcome, Reverend Pamela.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be here today.
Well, you're welcome, and we're excited to have you here because the dream interpretation is something that we need to delve in there because it does help people move forward, so I want to hear all about that. A little about Pamela Cummins. She's here to help you accelerate your personal and spiritual growth to create the life that you've always dreamed of. I love that. Whether she assists you to access your inner wisdom, teaches you how to turn your dreams, nighttime messages, into daytime wisdom, to empower yourself, to empower all of your relationships, we need that too. So Reverend Pamela does this by spiritual coaching, dream interpretation, and teaching classes and workshops. She's the author of 5 books and the self-improvement oracle deck, PERS, like chickens purring, PERS for humans. You can learn more about Pamela Cummins at PamelaCummins.com and also LearnDreamInterpretation.com. So I didn't know any of this about you until recently, about the dream interpretation. So what got you into dream interpretation, Pamela?
Well, basically, it was my own personal growth and spiritual journey. I've always been a dreamer. Since I was a little kid, I can actually remember a dream I had when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I had a crush on a little boy, and we were running away from a witch. So I was always into dreams. I just didn't understand what they meant. They kind of seemed like nonsense to me. And still, until about like 1990, 91, when I really started working and healing myself, and I started my dreams started coming out, and I actually worked with a therapist, because there was no way I could have done this on my own to figure out what they meant and to help me heal my past. And I just loved it. I just find it so fascinating. It's a totally different world than what we are in today, you know, when we're so-called awake, is a good way of putting it. So after I learned to interpret my own dream language, because everyone's dream language is different, then I started doing it for friends and family, and I just found it so fun and interesting, and I was also helping them. And before long, it just, when I started my own business, it just naturally came into my business. I guess it's just like the way I like you know, loving relationships because I'm a Libra. It's just part of who I am. It's something that I enjoy and I'm good at, and I've been doing it for a long time.
Well, you're really good at it. I wanted to thank you for sending over your book. Let's see if I get this right. The Secret Language. No.
Learn the Secret Language of Dreams.
There we go. Learn the Secret Language of Dreams by Pamela Cummins. So I did want to give a little background because for people that don't know you, so you are a psychic as well, specializing in love and relationships, and you're also known as the musical psychic, right? So tell us a little about that.
Okay, well, first of all, I do want to point out that one of the ways, I've always been psychic, but as a child, I turned them off because I wasn't in a safe environment to be psychic, is a good way of putting it. And when I started learning my own secret language of dreams, that's when I started having precognitive dreams, which is dreams of the future. And with that, my own psychic abilities started coming back to me. And as I said, I always do love and relationships. Right now, I'm a little bit more focused on spiritual growth and dream interpretation because without the spiritual growth, you can't have a healthy love relationship. But just like dream interpretation, psychic abilities are really cool. They really are. They're really cool. And one of my, I have all the C's, but one of the biggest C's I have is clairaudience, and I hear a lot. And it's whether it's my guide speaking to me, or they're very funny. They're saying, right now, they're teasing me, Nationwide is on your side. So I have, I hear commercials, right? So maybe this is going, maybe somebody needs to hear that, or maybe we're going nationwide. I don't know. I also get song lyrics, you know, and I did have a client say to me one time, you need to update your playlist because, you know, a lot of the song lyrics I get are from, like, the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I get some more older, and I get some later songs. And I like to say I have this huge jukebox in my head of music. And when I'm giving a reading, my guides will say, okay, B6. And whatever B6 is comes out up, and it's perfect for the reading. So I do enjoy giving readings. What I found, though, is with readings, you have to be careful because it's like, you know, feeding somebody fish for a day instead of teaching them how to fish. And I find that some people get really addicted to it, which is sad, you know, instead of accessing their own inner wisdom.
Exactly. And that's really a good point. The whole dream interpretation area that you've moved into is just perfect. But, yeah, I did want to bring out there because when I first met you, you were, you know, doing readings with the song lyrics, and I thought, well, that's a really interesting gift. So, yeah, so I wanted to sort of preface everything with that because so people know if you start getting a song lyric in the dream interpretation, that's why, because that's sort of a background thing there. Okay, but you need to update your playlist. That's hilarious. But here's how I feel about it. You're getting classics so that they're sort of universal themes, and I can't say that any music today is classic, you know? So,
right.
You know?
I understand.
Yeah. So I don't think you need to update your playlist at all. I love your playlist. So, you know, most people, when they have a dream, they might Google it or go into a dream dictionary. My understanding is the dream interpretation is that we're dreaming in symbols, so you kind of have to just figure out what the symbol means and then go from there. Or tell us a little about, you know, is the dream dictionary helpful or is it just rely on your own symbolism that you know? Or I mean, that's the reason people have trouble interpreting because they don't know, let's say they're, you know, driving their car and car is a symbol for something. So if they don't know what it is, they have trouble getting from A to B. So tell us about this, about dream dictionaries and if they're helpful or not helpful.
Okay, well, I don't think that there's anything wrong with learning symbolism. It's important. I like to compare it to like learning the alphabet. We all started with A, B, C, D, right? We all started with that. And that's what kind of the dream dictionary books are all about. It's very basic. And what people don't realize is, like, when you think of a car now, you know, it's funny, I heard Lexus, okay? So, you know, I've always thought Lexus cars were really nice, they're luxury. So what I think of when I'm awake of a Lexus car might completely be different in my dream, because Lexus could be the name of somebody. Symbolism between being awake and asleep is very different. And another way to think of the dream apps or the dream interpretation symbol book is like you go online and you look up your daily horoscope. Well, that horoscope, whether you're Libra, Sagittarius, Aries, whatever, is written for millions of people. And once in a while, once in a blue moon, it's really accurate. But the majority of the time, it's not. And that's what happens with dream dictionaries. You know, I'm surrounded by both my cats right now, okay? So think, when you look up like a cat, you could find mysterious, intuitive, feminine, catty, you know, purrs is very soothing. But if you have a dream about it, it changes with your past experiences, your today's experience, future, and also your emotions. Let me try and give you an example with that. Okay, let's say in the past you were attacked by a cat. So if you dream about a cat, you could be very afraid of the cat. So the cat to you could mean being terrified. Where somebody else like me, if I dream of a cat, it's going to be very pleasant. Somebody else might dream of a cat who recently lost their cat. So they're emotional about it. So there's a symbol, right, with just feeling. We're not even talking about the action in the dream or, you know, other symbols. So it's very complex. Learning the secret language of dreams is much harder than learning Spanish, German, Latin, because you're delving into, like, one symbol could mean thousands of things. That's why a dream dictionary you wouldn't be able to carry a dream dictionary, or a dream app would take up all this space, you know, on the internet, because there's so many different meanings. So it's just a beginner thing.
So people can start with that. So to give you an example, my grandmother was from Greece, you know, the old country, and they had their own way of interpreting dreams. And so she would always say, if you dream about a cat, cats mean enemies. But I like the way that you put that, because you're a cat person. And so if you're a cat person, that symbol might mean something totally different than it means from the old country or from the dream dictionary or from my own interpretation. It depends on what the cat really means to you. So don't you have to take everything in together in the dream and kind of gather all the symbols?
Correct. And again, your emotions can make one dream with all the symbols and the actions completely different.
We have to take a short break, and we will be right back with our guest, Reverend Pamela Cummins, and we're talking about the secret language of dreams. We'll be right back.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
With our special guest, Reverend Pamela, come in, and we're talking about dream interpretation.
Here we go. I just got a vision of a man going down on his knees and giving a woman an engagement ring, and it's funny because I did a blog about this. Now, when you think about that, most women are going to think that's wonderful. They're really excited about it. But what happens if you dream about a man you despise? You're not going to be very happy.
Yeah.
That could mean, whoa, that's someone, Mr. Wrong. Or if your husband just passed away and this is somebody else. Or if you've been burned so many times and been divorced 5 times, this is not going to be a happy thing. Or if you're afraid of commitment. So there's one symbol and your feelings mean something else, plus your past experience. Then again, you could be dreaming of something that happens in the future.
That's true.
So I just want to add one thing. Dream, if you're going to learn about symbolism, you don't necessarily need a dream app, okay? You could just get a book on symbolism. It doesn't necessarily have to be a dream dictionary. It could also be a book on symbolism. So that's going to help you, too.
That's a really good point.
It's what does the symbol mean to you? That's what it comes down to.
Now, are there some universal symbols that mean the same thing to everyone or no?
You know what, one thing, maybe being naked, because naked, when you're naked, you're vulnerable. A car, if you go into, I think it's Carl Jung, who feels like every symbol is a part of you. So a car could actually mean you, and a house can mean you, you know, different parts, an attic might be your head and stuff. But you know what, it really, you can't say that 100%. I would say maybe you could say that 50% of the time.
So, for example, the color white, does that always symbolize purity or whatever? Is that a universal?
What happens if somebody had an experience when somebody was smothering them with a white blanket and all they saw was white? I mean, that's why I want to say there are some universal symbols, but really it means something different to everybody, too. It really depends upon your experience. Do you understand what I mean? That's why I don't want to say yes, 100. To some people, you think of being naked as being vulnerable. Well, there's some people who love being naked and hate wearing clothes. So they don't feel vulnerable.
Okay, so how can people start learning the secret language of dreams and putting it into action? You know, how do you remember the dream? How do you,
That was the first thing I wanted to say. You need to remember the dream. I actually have a free gift that gives all kinds of suggestions and the meditation, you know, how to remember your dreams. But I think the most important thing is an intention. So before you go to sleep, just say or pray, you know, or write yourself a letter, I will remember my dreams. And you can say it to yourself over and over and she falls asleep. But it's, you know, it's like you can say, I'm going to work out. But if you don't have the workout clothes, you don't set the alarm clock, you know, to get up, you don't have a workout partner. And so I would say have something to record your dream, whether that's just a regular journal and pen or your phone with an app on it or a recording device, however you want to record your dream. Because it's really important to, as soon as you remember the dream, to make some kind of note of it. Write down the basic thing, you know, like I saw a dog, we were walking in this park, and I felt this way. Because sometimes right. by just putting that little bit down later on, maybe on your lunch break or even that night, you might remember more of the dream. And really, you need to keep on journaling, keep on recording your dream, because you'll start to see patterns in it and think about what certain symbols mean to you, but also what's going on in your life. Past or present. Let's go back to like the cat. Let's say you had a dream about a cat who jumped on the desk and started meowing and hissing and going like swatting at you. Well, depending on your situation, you could have a cat who's sick, or your boss could be, you know, making your life miserable and acting very catty. So it's important to know what's going on in your life. And really, it's just doing it over and over again. You know, learning the secret language of dreams is really learning who you are. But you have to get started. You can't just, you know, look up in a dream dictionary and say, okay, my dream means this, and not do anything about it and not write down your dream. It takes time and effort, but it's worth it because you're finding out who you are.
That brings me to my next question about, so let's say you go to the quote-unquote trouble of keeping a journal of your dreams, and how does it help people move forward and get the answers to their problems? And, you know, how can they, you know, so fine, I'm going to commit to writing the dream down for whatever, a month or 2 months, and then how does it help me move forward?
Okay, because you're discovering who you are. Okay, you're starting to see the pattern. I'm going to use this one client's dream of mine. She was living in a place where a home that was on the market, and she lived there for about 4 or 5 years. And she kept on having dreams about moving. And she was like, why am I having these dreams? And we went over a bunch of dreams, like 5 dreams that all had the same theme, although they were different. And it was basically letting her know, hey, you better start looking for another place, preparing, packing, so you can move. So they give us guidance on, you know, on what we, where we need to go. If you're in a horrible relationship where you're always fighting, and you could even dream about, you know, an ex-partner or an ex-marriage that was horrible, and if you keep on dreaming about that, it shows you, it could be showing you, hey, your current partner is, you know, you're, it's a different person, different name, same situation. Let's get moving there. Another thing that I love is solution dreams. So when you start understanding your dreams, what you do at night is ask a question. For instance, should I leave my job? Then wait, it might take a few nights, but you'll get a dream. And can I use a personal example on that? Like
yeah.
how I use the solution
yeah.
dream? Okay.
Yeah.
At the time, I was working for a lot of psychics called minimum wage for psychics. They're psychic lines that are really busy that don't pay psychics that much. And I wasn't very happy there. And I wanted to know, should I take the step and leave those lines and, you know, and just start relying, you know, go to better lines and start relying on my own clients. And this was, I don't know how many years ago, right? And that night, I dreamed about a job that I hated, where I was really unhappy and I couldn't wait to get out. And to me, because I knew my past, that was showing me, hey, it's time to move on. Now, if I dreamed about a job where I was really happy and satisfied and every, you know, and I got along with everyone, then that would have been symbolic for, hey, you need to stay. So you can use your dreams for information to move forward. And sometimes you get precognitive dreams that gives you little glimpses of the future.
Okay. So you could go over the different dream styles. That would be great.
Okay. Let me do it off the top of my head, and I apologize if I miss any. Environment dreams, when you're dreaming, you're basically dreaming about what's going on outside of you. So if someone's like trying to break in your house, that will warn you. Or, you know, if Mother Nature's calling. I basically talked about solution dreams. They help give solutions for your life. I call them body and health dreams, and basically that can help you prevent an illness or what you need to do with an illness. It can also be like, okay, this dream's coming up. I had someone send in to a column I write how her eyes were purple. Why are my eyes purple? And that was like she was getting spiritual sight. So that's another thing. Precognitive dreams are when you dream of the future. Dreams, visitations from your deceased loved ones. There's lucid dreaming, post-traumatic stress disorder dreams, which is basically when you're dreaming of the past, of something traumatic that happened to you. There's also nightmares, you know, when you have nightmares. And I'm sorry, I know there's more. I just can't think off the top of my head right now. But that
that's
right,
all right.
That right there is, spiritual dreams. Spiritual dreams are really cool because they might show, like, you know, if you're close to Jesus, or I had a dream about Buddha one time, but they also show when you're going on to another chapter in your spirituality. So just off of the top of my head, those are a bunch of dream categories.
Excellent. So I want to pick out one of these because it's a lot, but just from, you know, my own personal experience, so earlier this year, I was traveling and I was sleeping in a hotel room, and I actually got robbed while I was sleeping in my hotel room. It was horrible, horribly traumatic. And actually, if I had woken up, I'm sure that I would have been killed. So I actually woke up on the click. I heard the click of the door, and that woke me up. And I'm not a good sleeper anyway. So I had a dream that night about some, you know, face in my face. So I'm thinking it was probably not, it was probably actually that person's face in my face. But anyway, when I got home, I said, geez, this is really traumatic, so I'm going to go seek some therapy. I need help, you know, to process the whole thing. So I did that, and I just kept having these horrible dreams about my purse being stolen and someone breaking in the house, and, you know, it just kept happening. So it was like every night, at home, in my own house, and my door's locked, and, you know, I'm supposed to be safe here. I just kept having this same dream. It was always a little different, but the same dream of being wrong. And I thought, okay, I'm trying to process this. Why isn't it going away? So what's your take on all of that?
Okay, and you just brought up another dream category, recurring dream. Yep. But with that recurring dream, it also feels like you had some post-traumatic stress disorder, because think about it. You were sleeping. Someone came in, and when a stranger walks into my room, or somebody that, you know, like if I'm sleeping at somebody's house and someone I don't really know comes in, I wake up immediately. That's kind of the way. But you were actually protected by not waking up. You know, by sleeping.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the angels were with you, but you're having those recurring dreams because there is a little bit of trauma, and recurring dreams happen even if you don't even if you didn't have that trauma. Recurring dreams happen because there's an issue in your life you need to look at, resolve, so you can move on. So maybe you need to, like, write a letter and scream. Maybe these triggered feelings of the past or past life that you have, which, by the way, is another category, past life dreams. You know, it obviously triggers these feelings, and you're trying to resolve them, and that's why you're having it. And it's not actually a bad thing, because a lot of people who would have experienced that might have started drinking every night, using drugs, sex, you know, overeating, whatever. So it's helping you to process those emotions. And so it's actually a good thing, although it doesn't feel good, obviously.
We have to take a short break, and we will be right back with our guest, Reverend Pamela Cummins, and we're talking about the secret language of dreams. We'll be right back.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Our special guest, Reverend Pamela, come in, and we're talking about dream interpretation. I mean, I'm just using it because it's my best example right now. So I'm doing on the outside everything that I think a person should do. Go get help, you know, because I'm like, okay, I'm in trouble here. I need to get some help. So what else could I do? Now, just so you know, that all has passed. But for some reason, I'm not having that dream anymore. So I'm going to say I probably processed it, but I did it unknowingly. So what can a person do to be proactive in a case like this? I go, okay, fine. I went and I had therapy and I'm still having these horrible nightmares. But I even said to the therapist, I'm having horrible nightmares. And she said to me, well, do you want some drugs? And I'm like, no, I want to process this thing, right?
Right.
So my question to you is like, how, if a person thinks they're doing everything they can do, and maybe not even this kind of dream, but any dream that you keep having, how do I process it really? Do I just say, you know, really, I got to the point where I didn't even want to go to sleep because I'm like, okay, I'm going to have this crazy dream again. How can I better, you know, how would I, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that ever had a recurring dream. So
right. Okay. Okay, talking to somebody, a therapist or whatever, writing down your feelings about it, allowing your emotions, those are all important, all very important, okay? Ask Archangel Michael to protect you if you're scared. Ask for a solution dream. What can I do about the situation? And this is something I learned. Yeah, You know, what can I do? And also, after you have the dream, instead of going back to sleep, sit there and visualize going back into the dream. And also, like, for instance, and I'm just using this as an example, okay? You could have dreamed about someone being in your face, you know, and it woke, and it scared you, but you were sleeping. And then you could go back, and when you woke up, you could go back into the dream and then see yourself with this huge bazooka, okay? You know? And it doesn't even have to be bullets. You could use these huge balls of light that transforms, you know, like white light, that transforms the person into a loving being, whatever you want to visualize, because that will help it too. Basically, these recurring dreams are like, hey, you got to take some action.
I thought I was doing everything. I mean, you know, I think sometimes you have a person who goes, okay, well, I'm doing everything logical. So I was journaling and I was, you know, doing blah, blah. But see, I think you sort of hit this on the head here. It's like you have to transform the energy of whatever it is. You have to transform it. So
right.
That's pivotal in overcoming any kind of trauma. Transform it.
Right. And, yeah. It's, you know, and some trauma is easier to process than other trauma. I mean, if, you know, somebody was, you know, abused for years, it's not going to go away right away. Sometimes those things need to take time. But
right.
I think so allow yourself time, and especially somebody who's gone through something horrific, like rape or sexual abuse or something like that, it's really important to, you know, be with a therapist. The psychic can only help you so far. Even me as a dream interpreter, I'm like, you need to be in therapy. I'll help you with this. But you need to have someone you can go to in case something I say triggers something. So
yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, so I also like your suggestion about ask for a solution dream. And you can say,
yes.
Okay, I keep having this dream, whatever it is, or I keep having nightmares or whatever. I'm asking for a solution dream, right?
Right.
And like specifically, and then they can get a solution dream. Now, does that happen
right.
immediately, or does it take some time, or how did that go?
That's a wonderful question. Sometimes you might need a couple of nights for it to come. Sometimes you could, you know, you might not remember your dream. So it might come that way. And sometimes just by taking the action, you might not get a dream, but you might get a solution during the daytime. It's like we're all psychic, but we all get our information differently. And sometimes you might
right.
not get a solution dream because it resolves. But that's usually that's not like with nightmares and post-traumatic stress disorder. That's with like little things it will resolve. But usually it can take a couple nights. And it depends upon how long you've been working on your dreams. If you don't remember your dreams, that's like, I'm going to go work out. Well, if you don't work out much, you're going to be sore. It's going to take some time for you to be comfortable working out. And it's the same thing, like, you know, you can't not remember your dreams and say, oh, give me a solution for this and make me remember my dreams. It's a process. But obviously with recurring dreams and nightmares, you remember them. But, yeah, ask for a solution. And I think it's really important to ask Archangel Michael, whoever you feel comfortable with, to protect you during this time.
Yeah.
Make sure
All right. My guest tonight is Pamela Cummins. And Pamela, tell people how they can get in touch with you and get their own dream interpretation. And then also, where can they get the free gift? And so tell us all about this.
Okay, great. Actually, you can Google me, Pamela, Cummins, and .com. That will take you to my website. And on my shop page, you can find 3 free gifts. On my other website, LearnDreamInterpretation.com, I have How to Remember Your Dreams. I'm on Facebook, Pamela Cummins, author. And I'm also on Pinterest, Pamela Cummins. I think I'm Rev Pamela there. I can't remember, but I'm all over the place. You can find me.
Yes, you are
okay.
All over the place. Before we get into about love relationships and how dreams can help us there, I wanted to just talk briefly about your Oracle deck. So tell us, because that's brand new, right? So tell us about this self-improvement Oracle deck.
Well, the reason it's called PERS, yes, and that's like a kitty, PERS for humans, is because I had a lot of fun with it. I have two cats, Merlin and Rhiannon. Merlin's white, Rhiannon's black. And I took pictures of them, and I created these, I call them self-improvement cards. So it has pictures with them with little sayings. For instance, I have this really cute one where they're both eating, and Rhiannon's facing me with her tongue sticking out, and I, you know, share in my, and the wording is share a meal with a friend. There's another card where Rhiannon's looking very like she's pondering, and I put ponder the wonders of life. So there's just cute little cards that will, and it's amazing how accurate they are. Like I was about to do yoga one time, and I pulled a card, and there's a picture of Merlin on my yoga mat, and it says, yoga time, om purr, you know. they're really just cute little cards for, you know, cat lovers. It's for the general public. One of these days I want to make a dream interpretation Oracle deck, but, I have so many things on my to-do list, but that is one.
We look forward to it. And so, everybody, Pamela Cummins, not Cummings, Cummins, CUMMINS.com. And you can check out her other books as well. And the one, do you only have the one dream interpretation book?
For now, that's it. That's another thing I want to do is, you know, how basically a dream interpretation journal guide. So when people are journaling their dreams, their guide how to understand it. And I'd like to do a class. Like I said, I've got this whole list of things. One of these, maybe when I'm 99, I'll get them done.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's perfect. all right, Pamela. So how can people's dreams help them with their love and relationship problem?
Well, one thing about in the dream time, there's a quote I have, there is no denial in the dream time, because everything you dream about is about really what's going on with you. So you can deny that your mate is cheating on you, but if you keep on having dreams that they're cheating on you, that could be a good sign that they are, unless you were traumatized and, you know, were cheated in a lot of relationships, you know, that could be your emotion. It can give you guidance whether or not to continue a relationship. If you're dreaming, as I said earlier, if you're having a lot of, if you're with dating someone new and all of a sudden you're having these dreams about your ex, it could be spotlighting that this current partner is just like them, or you still haven't gotten over your ex and you need to work on that, right? A personal dream that I had was, this is before I met my significant other, Chris. We were going back and forth on the internet. We met through one of those dating sites. I can't think of the name of it, but we met online dating. And we met there, and we had been talking for over a month, emailing each other. We hadn't actually talked, emailing each other back and forth. And I was like, come on, let's meet. And he's like, no, we can continue doing this. And I was devastated. And I was like, you know, there's something wrong here. And that, I'm like, should I even bother with this guy? And that night I had a dream about him, although he looked a little different. And I went over to talk to him, and I could tell he really liked me, but he was so totally shy and he ran away. So I decided to continue to talk to him. You know, and then it turned out he misunderstood what I said. So that gave, direction.
Interesting. We have to take a short break, and we will be right back with our guest, Reverend Pamela Cummins, and we're talking about the secret language of dreams. We'll be right back.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Our special guest, Reverend Pamela, come in, and we're talking about dream interpretation. Well, so here, you know, you're a psychic, I'm a psychic. I dream of the future, and I have precognitive dreams, and I'm sure you do as well. Do people that, I know everyone has intuition and so on, but do people just dream of the future ordinarily if they're not a psychic? You know, how many of people's dreams are precognitive? And how do you tell somebody that's a precognitive dream that you had there? You know, how do people tell the difference between a precognitive dream and just a regular daily processing the day dream?
Okay. Does everyone dream about precognitive dreams? Probably. They just might not remember it. Okay. You don't necessarily have to be psychic. There's a lot of people who have dreamed who aren't psychic about disasters coming. How do you know it was a precognitive dream? There's a special feeling. It's hard to describe unless you're having it. Like, this is going to definitely happen. But if somebody isn't aware of that feeling, honestly, it's time. You know, the time to see that it happened. And then they can say, oh, yeah, I had that dream, and there was this feeling. So the next time when the dream, they have a precognitive dream, they can say, oh, yeah, that's how that other dream felt like that came true.
Yeah, it has a different feeling to it, for sure. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Okay, good, you understand.
Okay, so,
unless you've experienced that, it's hard to, understand.
Yeah, it's got a whole different feeling to it. So I wanted to just quickly go over like this. I talk to a lot of people whose deceased loved ones come visit them in their dreams. So is that really them, or is it, what's your take on that?
Okay. A definite way to know that it's them is if it kind of feels like an actual visit.
They might not say much. They might only say a few words to you. They might not say anything else. It might just be love. That's definitely an actual visit. Sometimes there are symbolism in it, but if you're fighting with them, if there's some kind of issue, that's probably unresolved issues that you need to make with that person. But it feels like a visit. It feels like love.
I see. All right.
That's
well,
just in
we're
a nutshell.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. Love, that's it. All right. Well, I can just talk to you forever and ever and ever, but we have to wrap up. So can you give us some takeaways here? Wrap it up for us in three easy steps or something.
Again, just start. You know, remember your dreams, get the free gift from me, or, you know, just the intention. Journal your dreams and start learning about you. Think about how it could relate to your present or past situation. And read my blogs. I got a ton of blogs. That will help you. Go to Learn Dream Interpretation and check out my blog.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you, because I noticed in your book you mentioned that you do dream interpretation for a magazine, so people can find you there too, right?
At Bella Spree, yes. I do In the Dream Time with Ben. I do blogs on my website. So, you know, they can find me there. And, of course, they can also go for dream interpretation coaching or some of my services if they want to.
And that's all at PamelaCummins.com. And then the magazine was what again?
Bella Spree. They can actually find that on my, on my website, in the media part. If they go to the media part, they can find it there.
Perfect.
And I have a columns there.
Yeah, I was, you know, visiting there. I'm like, wow, I had no idea. None. All right. So was there anything that you wanted to add, Pamela, that I didn't ask you or that you think might be helpful for our audience?
Okay. The great thing about dream interpretation is it helps you to discover who you are. It gives you, like, a time out from the world because you're taking time to meditate and investigate on who you are. You learn your symbolism, and it also helps to trust your intuition, okay? Because as you learn your dream messages, it kind of, like with me, you know, I was having precognitive dreams and my psychic abilities came out during my waking life. So the more you get in touch with your dreams, the more it helps your waking life. You know, it's fascinating. Just what you're learning about you. And that's why we're here. Who am I? So you're going to discover who you are.
And it's connection, right? So love that. Love it all. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. Thanks to all our listeners.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Stay tuned for New Age Notes, where we have a very nice dream meditation for you from spameditations.com. Spa, like the resort, meditations.com.
Take a deep breath as you envision your dream. Release into your dream. Your dream is your heaven on earth. What do you see in your dream? Do you see the blue, soft ocean, the flowing waves? Smell the fresh sea. Do you see green pastures of daisies glistening in the sunshine? Smell the bright green grass. Do you see snow-covered mountains in the distance as you look above? Smell the cool air. Do you see the red cardinals and the blue jays flying before you? Hear them singing. Where are you in your dream? How do you feel? Do you want to make this dream your reality? You can. Feel your dream. Be your dream. Do you hear the message? You are free. Free to dream. Go after your dream. Merge into your heaven in your dream. Who is in your dream? Who inspires you? Who inspires your passions? Who inspires you to reach for your stars? Your star. Feel your star. Become your own star. Dream. Dream deeply. You are your own leader. You are your own creator of life. Where do you want to go? See it. Dream, dream, dream. Who do you want to be? Feel it. Dream, dream, dream. How do you want to think? Believe it. You deserve, your dream. Dream as big and wide as you can. Soar with your dream. Fly with all of your heart and soul. Enter your dream world and know you deserve your dream. You deserve your dream. Your dream is a vision from your higher self, from your destiny. It belongs to you. You see it and feel it and think it because it's already yours. Let your higher self take you where it wants to go, where you belong. Catch your dream. Live your dream. Believe and dream. Believe and dream. Live your dream.
For listening to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey, with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Diane is dedicated to helping you be in alignment with your purpose by implementing real-life strategies for getting unstuck and moving forward. For more information on this show, or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com. That's DianeGarris.com.